Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with Emily and Leo.
Hello! And each episode, we will tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you.
So because it's springtime, Leo, I think it would be nice if we had some new guest tellers on the podcast.
We've had lots of messages asking us how to apply, so we thought we'd share our top tips for you.
Good idea. So the first thing you will need to do is choose a folktale from around the world and try and choose something that we haven't already done. It needs to be about, what do you reckon, Leo, 5 or 6 minutes?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Here comes the tricky bit, though. When folktales are written down and put in collections, they lose a lot of their magic. They become a bit flat and a bit boring. They're supposed to be told, not read.
That's it. So what you will need to do is what we do as storytellers, not story readers. You're going to have to learn the bare bones of the tale. That's basically what happens in the story. You can do it in 5 steps, if you like. Then you'll need to tell it your way. And you'll have to practice and practice until it feels natural.
Then you can record your telling. We need clean, clear audio, though. A phone is fine, laid on a flat surface and making sure you're at least a hand's width away from the mic so there is no wind noise.
That's really important, yes. Keep the phone still and make sure you're not too close to it. Then you can email us your recording, and if we like it, your story could feature on our podcast. So get to it, folks. Send us your recordings and we'll take a listen.
Oh, we cannot wait.
Can't wait.
So I think it's time for some shout-outs.
Hooray! Now, we do have an apology to make. Life here has been a bit crazy. We've had to postpone episodes due to illness and due to Leo's new school timetable and all sorts of other things. So this means sometimes
We lose track of your shout-out requests.
We do. So we've got a couple of well overdue shout-outs to dedicated fans. We're so sorry that we missed you. Here they come.
Firstly, we have a shout-out to Logan, who is 7, and he's in North Carolina, USA. He loves Lego, going to the skate park, and listening to our podcast.
Hi, Logan.
Hi, Logan.
Thanks for listening. Who have we got next, Leo?
Next, we have a shout-out to Sylvia, who is now 8, and Paddy, who is now 6, in Devon. They had their birthdays at the end of last month, and they listen with their friends Meg and Jemima.
Happy birthday,
folks. Happy birthday
folks.
For last month.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening.
Here's another birthday shout out to Alex in North Greenwich. He's turning 7 today.
Today?
Happy birthday, Alex.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Next, we have a shout out to superfans Theo and Espen, who are now living in Portugal.
Oh, they've moved to Portugal, you lucky things.
Yes.
Hi, folks.
Hi, folks.
Thanks for listening.
We also have a shout out to Sydney, who is 7. Saul, who is 4, and their baby brother, Eamon. They like listening to us on road trips and at bedtime.
Oh, lovely. Hi, folks.
Hi, folks.
Thanks for listening.
And finally, here's a shout out to Rafe in Texas. He's also going to be 7 in a couple of weeks.
Oh, happy birthday for
happy
a couple
birthday
of weeks.
For a couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, Leo, that was brilliant. And remember, if you would like a shout out on our podcast, a really good way of letting us know is in the Dragonfly Tales story chat on Facebook. I know not everyone has Facebook, so in that case, you can email us at emilydragonflytales@gmail.com. We will try and catch them all. Sorry if we miss you, but we'll always get there in the end.
And remember to tell us your age and your town.
Oh, yes. And I'll put all of those details in the show notes.
So, Emily, what's your story today?
Well, Leo, my story is from the Caribbean island of Cuba.
Ooh.
There are lots of different cultures in Cuba, including Spanish, African and Caribbean influences. Their folk tales are a lovely mix of these flavours and customs. And this little story is just right for bedtime. How do you think we should start, Leo?
Ooh, I think we should start Once Upon a Time on the Island of Cuba.
Brilliant. Once upon a time, on the island of Cuba, two beautiful white herons made a nest in a high tree beside a sparkling lake. The mama heron laid three eggs. They were pale blue, like the sky. They were so happy to think that they would soon have three little baby chicks to look after. The mama and the papa took turns keeping their little eggs warm. If papa was sitting on the nest, mama would swoop down to the sparkling water and catch a tasty fish with her long, sharp beak. And then they would swap places, flying up in the air and circling around their beloved nest.
It seems that this family really cares for each other.
Yes, and they would sing to their little babies in the eggs. Tinganga, tinganga, oh, mama and papa love you so. Can you do that, Leo? Tinganga, tinganga, oh, mama and papa love you so. But one day, when they were singing their happy song and wheeling above their nest, a wind swept in from the sea. It was strong and cold, and it blew the two birds far, far away from their nest, all the way to the other side of the island. But it's all right. The sun kept the little eggs warm.
Did the babies keep growing?
They did. Until one day, tap, tap, crack, one baby heron came out of its shell.
Mama? Oh no, the poor little thing.
And then tap, tap,
tap, crack.
Another baby heron poked through its shell. Papa?
Oh, they're all alone.
Finally, the last little egg broke open with a tap, 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 crack. Mama, Papa, where are you?
They're not here. Let's go find them.
But how will we know them? We've never seen them. The littlest heron then said,
but we've heard them.
Tinganga, tinganga, oh, Mama and Papa love you so.
We'll know them by their songs.
Oh, yes. So the three little babies spread their new wings. They fluttered and they flapped and they flew. They were a bit wobbly at first, but they soon got the hang of it. They flew across the sparkling lake, looking this way and that way for their mama and their papa. And soon they saw a pretty bird sitting in a tree. Her feathers were white as snow.
Just like a heron.
They flew around and around the pretty white bird. Signora, are you a mama pretty bird? Now this white bird was not a heron. She was a dove, La Paloma. Doves are very loving birds, and when she saw these three little babies all alone, she couldn't help herself. Oh, my little ones, I am your mama.
Yay!
They were so happy to have found their mama, and they were just about to fly home with the dove when the littlest baby said,
Mama, do you sing?
Of course, little one. I sing like this. Coo, coo, bembere, sio, sio. Coo, coo, bembere, sio, sio. The little birds hung their heads.
Sorry, Senora, but our mama sings like this.
Tinganga, tinganga, oh, mama and papa love you so. And away flew the little herons. They'd not flown far when they saw a green bird with white wings and a red crest on its head. He was pecking away at a tree branch.
A woodpecker?
Yes, el pájaro carpintero.
Maybe it's Papa.
Perdón, señor, are you our Papa?
Now the woodpecker spent so much time peck, peck, pecking that he didn't have any children of his own. And when he saw the poor little babies, he felt so sorry for them. He said,
oh, yes, my little one.
I am your papa.
Yay!
They were so happy to have found their papa that they were just about to live with him when the littlest heron said,
Papa, do you sing?
The woodpecker wasn't sure he even knew how, but when he saw their eager faces, he tried. Brrr, can, can, brrr, brrr, can, can, brrr. Is that good? The little birds hung their heads.
Sorry, senor, but our papa sings like this.
Ting-ganga, ting-ganga, oh, mama and papa love you so.
And away flew the little herons. They met up with a tiny little hummingbird, but she sang,
Flitter, 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 oh.
And a wise old owl, but he sang,
Twoo-hoo-hoo, twoo-hoo-hoo.
They searched and searched, but no bird sang their song. They couldn't find Mama, and they couldn't find Papa. Finally, they came to rest by a little pond and were having a nice drink of cool water when they saw bubbles rising up to the surface. Can you do that with me, Leo?
Hey, what's that?
It looks like a floating rock.
But it's got legs.
The strange creature floated towards them and popped her head up. Then she climbed out of the pond.
She doesn't look much like us.
Excuse us, but do you think maybe you could be our mama?
Can you guess what creature it was, Leo?
A turtle, la tortuga.
La tortuga, the turtle. And she liked to play tricks on people. Of course I'm your mama, you naughty bird. You better come home with me right away.
Into the pond?
But what if we can't swim?
Senora, can you sing?
Said the littlest one.
Sing? Ha, I can sing, I can dance, I can play la guitarra. Listen to this. Skibbity-doo-wop, skibbity-skibbity-doo-wop-wop, skibbity-doo-wop, skibbity-doo-wop-wop-wop, skibbity-doo-wop.
She sang and she danced nearer and nearer to the pond. Skibbity doo wop bop ba doo ba da ba dee da dee ba dee dee ba dee ba doo ba da ba da ba da wa whoa, whoa. She lost her balance and fell into the pond with a great big splash. Are you ready, Leo? One, two, three, splash! Well, the little herons didn't want to go into the pond, and they were now sure that the turtle was not their mama. So, sadly, they spread their wings and headed back to their nest.
Perhaps they'll come back home.
Yes, let's cuddle up in our nest and wait.
I miss them, though I've never even met them. Let's sing our family song. Ting-ganga, ting-ganga, oh, Mama and Papa love us so.
Then they heard something.
Ting-ganga, ting-ganga, oh, Mama and Papa love you so.
They looked up, and there in the sky they saw two big white birds flying towards the nest.
They're so beautiful.
And they're singing our song.
Mama! Mama, Papa!
They flew towards the two birds and circled round and round, crying,
Mama! Papa!
Papa!
Papa! Mama!
Mama!
Then they all landed in their nest and hugged each other for a long time. Where have you been, my babies? We came back for you, but we found only your broken shells. We've been looking all over the island for you. The little birds told their parents all about their adventure. And then the littlest heron said,
We knew you were our parents.
Oh, how did you know?
Listen.
They opened their little beaks and sang,
Ting-ganga, ting-ganga, oh, Mama and Papa love us so.
And Mama and Papa started singing too, and their song floated out across the lake and echoed all around the island.
T-
Tinganga, tinganga, oh, Mama and Papa love you so. Tinganga, tinganga, oh, Mama and Papa love you so. The end. So, Leo, did you like that story?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really sweet.
It was. It's lovely. It's nice to do stories for our little listeners. What was your favourite bit?
Well, my favourite bit is how the turtle was scatting and she was really crazy at singing.
Yeah, that's skibbity-doo, up skibbity-doo. I really like this story because I love the fact that the family have their own heart song and that's how they recognise each other. It's really, really lovely.
So that's it for this episode. We're really looking forward to hearing your stories and we'll have another guest teller coming soon.
And if you are enjoying our podcast, what we would love is if you would leave us a little review saying how much you're enjoying it.
5 stars, please.
Yes, 5 stars, please. And if you can, make a donation on the website to keep us going. And
thank you so much.
You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll be back with another story soon.
But until then, cherish your family and make them proud.
And sing your heart song. Sing it loud.
Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod and follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.
Skibbity-doo-wah!